Well, Darragh, congratulations. We weathered a little storm midway through the second half, and when Oisín got the goal, we settled again and we drove on. I thought the way we worked the ball through the channels, you've been speaking about that, and off the shoulder. I think we'd 7 passes out of the fence at one stage in the second half, and we eventually won a free from it. You must be pleased with a lot of the play.
Yeah, I am pleased with the play today. We attacked the game a bit differently, and as I've spoken about previously and recently in the last few weeks, is we need to be able to play a hybrid game of coming through the lines of pace, but also direct ball. And today I felt we did it very well at times. When we did work it well through the lines, we looked very dangerous. And particularly when we got real fresh legs on the pitch with 30 minutes to go in the second half, we looked dangerous with our legs inside, we were isolated. So delighted for Oisín Pepper. But ultimately, look, and I think we all need to take stock here, in 7 weeks' time, this is going to be a real different encounter. And we're under no illusions whatsoever that Galway are going to bring a lot to the first round of the Leinster Championship. But we're looking forward to navigating our way through the next few weeks and being ready for that challenge. But that was nowhere near championship intensity out there from either team.
But it must be difficult at the moment because you're trying to train the boys, get them up to a certain level, and then you're playing games. So trying to mix it must be a little bit of a difficult job.
Oh, it is definitely. Look, and we haven't had much coaching time on the pitch with these lads. We really, really are looking for a few nights there where we can just solely focus on certain elements. But we have match preparation and opposition analysis to go through for the games that are coming thick and fast at the weekends. But we're happy with our plan that we've set out for now for the month of March, and we're looking forward to attacking it. We will get a few down weekends there where we can work on a few elements, because we do have to work on them. We had 18 shots in goal there today and didn't get anything out of some of them 18 shots. So, sorry, 18 wides. And that's an element that we just really need to tidy up.
2-10 from play and 9 different scores is a nice stat as well.
It is definitely. And I think that's the style of game we played today. People pop up in different positions. You know, you see Simon Donoghue going up the right wing and sneaking over a pint. We have lads popping up in different areas, and that's great. And we're just happy with where we're at today, but we've lots and lots of work to do going forward.
3 key players still missing, 2 today, Liam Ryan and Connor, and Lee to come back. What is the story of Lee, by the way?
Yeah, well, Lee's going well. He's training very well, really upping the gears as the weeks go on. So we're hoping Lee will see a bit of action before the league ends. But he's adding a lot to the group. It's great to see him putting in a great shift, and he's getting better day by day and week by week. So looking forward to seeing him.
Nice to see Oisín Pepper get a goal. He's hard to catch when he gets inside you.
Oh, he is. And I suppose that was the one thing we said to him when the space was going to open up in that last 20 minutes. He got a nice ball outside, and just when he dropped that shoulder, there was no one getting to him. But most pleasing from that piece of play was how he finished the ball under the goalkeeper. Loads of lads his age are looking for the top corner goal or the high up shot or whatever, but he did really well, hit the ball into the ground and gave Derek Fahey no chance, because You look at Cathal Dunbar's play, save from, you know, Derek Fahey's save from Cathal Dunbar. Cathal just hit it a small bit too high and gave Derek Fahey a chance to come out and smother him. Whereas in fairness to Pepper, he really stuck it when he got in.
As a former goalkeeper, you would be telling the lads how to beat a goalkeeper, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. No, that's it. But you ask,
it's important when you get inside.
Yeah, when
it?
You get inside, you have to be clinical, and particularly for at this level, like intercounty goalies will save anything up from hip height. They will save it. Mm-hmm. So if you get in, you have to stick it, and thankfully that's what Oisín did.
You've no hesitancy in using the young fellas on the bench and giving them a chance?
No, I don't. And I think, you see the lads that came on today, they were really, really good in training that week or this week. So if you look at Rory Higgins, really top-notch for Carlow IT in their fifth semi-final, and he did well when he came in. Richie Lawler had his best 10 days training over the last 10 days, so he got on the pitch. Conor Hearn is training really well, so he also got on the pitch. So we're happy with the competitiveness of our panel, but it has to go up a notch now because the challenges are coming thick and fast, and we need to keep that panel buzzing, really.
Backs worked really hard today, didn't they? Shane probably knew he was starting, but I thought he was excellent.
Yeah, he was. He was very good. Any day you go out to Mark and Cathal Mannion, it's going to be a tough day, and I thought Shane did well. Again, we were delighted that he got a bit of fits action with Carlow IT because it got him up to match pace. But he did very well, and I must compliment his brother Damien as well. He's been very solid in the first 3 games. So the boys were disappointed after losing the Leinster Intermediate Final, but ultimately it's after standing them in good stead to get ready for an intercounty campaign.
Awfully next Saturday now. I believe you wanted to play Saturday because a lot of the championship games are going to be Saturday, just to get the lads used to playing on a Saturday as against a Sunday.
Yeah, and similar to Offaly, they have a lot of their Joe McDonagh matches are on Saturdays, and they're going to have to travel to a few of them. So it suited both teams to go on a Saturday. If you take out of our five Leinster championship games, or five games, there's four of them on a Saturday. So we need to, you need to get the body right. You need to get the weekly routine leading into a Saturday right. So we'll now train Tuesday, Thursday this week when we'd usually be Tuesday, Friday. So there are little things that you actually have to practice, because you can't just turn the switch and be ready for a 6 o'clock Saturday evening game. Now next week it's 2 o'clock against Offaly, but we're looking forward to testing ourselves again now.
Thanks for your time and well done today, Darren. At least you have a shorter journey home this evening, have you?
Yes, an hour and 15 will take me home. So, no, I love it up here in Salt Hill. I was up here in college for 4 years. So anytime I leave Galway...
You had a good time, obviously.
Had a great time. So it's a place fun to my heart. But no, looking forward to getting home now and recharging the batteries and attacking Tuesday night for training session.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Liam. Thank you.